Excellent. Okay. I think we have it now. If you would call the roll, Teresa. Thank you. Sorry. Thanks for everybody's patience.
No problem. Okay. Alan is present. General Manager Michael Bass. David Bass, I'm sorry. David Bay. David? Not hearing you.
David? We already did this.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Adriana Cousinave? Adriana, I can't hear you. Bill Crozier?
I'm still here.
Lynn Foley?
Here.
Okay. Wally James? Not hearing. Dwayne Lark? Not hearing Dwayne. Mike Lewis? Not hearing Mike. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you. Paula Miller? Not hearing Paula. Susie Moreno? Not hearing Susie. Patel Adams? Venetia Patel Adams? Not hearing Venetia. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Thank you. Nancy Sabarnaritomi? Not hearing Nancy. Not hearing you. Wendy Schrell?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Nancy's here.
Okay, Nancy's down. Okay. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing Wendy. Deb Shafto? Not hearing Deb. Markeisha Van Sant Sampson? Not hearing you.
I'm here.
Thank you. Richard Giselle? Richard Giselle?
Here.
Thank
here.
You. Rita Washington? Rita Washington? Not hearing you. Sandy Wyman?
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weisgull?
Here.
Okay. Venicia Williams? Not hearing you. And Egberto Willis?
Here.
Okay. Going back to Adriana Cousinave. She was putting on mute. Are you still on? Can you turn off mute, Adriana? Well, she was here earlier. Mamma Mia. Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
Can someone text Adriana, please? Okay, so are we one short if Adriana's not answering?
Yes.
Does somebody have Adriana's cell number that could text her?
I'm trying.
I'm doing it now.
Thank you.
Said, please, Day, you are present. Okay.
Hopefully this is a difficult part of this meeting. Adriana?
I'm calling her on my other phone. That'll drive her crazy. Sorry. Adriana Cousinave, could you please call in and acknowledge your presence for finance? Thank you. Hope I didn't need to give her the number again.
I hope not.
Mr. Chair, I just think you should start the meeting based upon the fact that she said she was here earlier. We'll confirm that.
Are there any objections from anybody to getting going here? Okay.
Can we wait just a little bit more?
Well, we've already waited 25 minutes.
Yeah, we're 25 minutes into this. Adriana was here. She said she put herself on mute. Maybe she got busy with something.
I'm going to request an excused absence for Robert Gartner.
Are there any objections to excusing Robert Gartner, who did write and ask for an excused absence?
Okay.
Okay. If you would record that, please. Thank you. All right. Dwayne Lark is not here. I was hoping you would be present. I had asked him to take his issue with Teresa Allen continuing as secretary or running for secretary of this committee to be elected as permanent secretary. He seemed to think there was a conflict in that she was treasurer of our board and couldn't hold a committee assignment such as treasurer or chair. It was a conflict, but he's not here to give us his determination or what he found out. So I would like to ask the committee if it would be okay for Teresa to continue on a pro tem basis for today. Are there any objections to that?
I have a question.
Go ahead,
Ted. Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill.
Ted was first.
Go ahead. Yeah.
In the future, Teresa, I'm asking this question because I wanted to decide whether I want to vote for you or not. In the future, will you please include in the minutes of our meetings that both David Bays and Markeisha Van Zandt are ex officio non-voting members? And will you also make a point of putting the phone number at kpftx.org, as well as the rest of the agenda, so there's transparency to these meetings? Those are my questions.
So you have three questions. If the committee is not opposed to me putting the Maestro number there so the public can see it, if there is no one that has the capability of muting people, then someone could literally get on and disrupt the meeting, and we wouldn't know who they were. I'll do that if the committee says it's okay. But the membership on this committee is all LSB members. So I don't know whether we want the chair to just make that decision or whether people want to weigh in and we want to vote on that.
A point
okay.
of order.
There's a potential that somebody could disrupt a micro meeting if everybody knows the number.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, so is that in the form of a motion, Ted?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to Ted's motion or any further comment? Bill,
point of
Bill
order,
on the
Nancy.
Stack. Bill, did your hang on a second. Bill, you were on the stack. Is your wanting to be on the stack have to do with this motion? Okay, thank you. Yes, Nancy, what's your point of order?
It's not legal to declare quorum without roll call having the quorum. So I suggest we get on the phone and call other people. And
go ahead, Nancy. Get on the phone and call other people. You have. Go ahead and do that. Thank you. Okay.
So the three parts of Ted Weinfeld's motion are that the GM and the business manager be listed as ex officio non-voting members. Also, that the number be listed on KPFTX, and the third requirement was what?
Actually, I'm going to ask the chair, if I may.
Go ahead, Ted.
I would like to know if we can go to Zoom for these meetings so that we can mute anyone who is behaving inappropriately and to make these meetings transparent.
Thank you, Ted. I'll take that under consideration. Let's worry about this meeting first.
And Bill, am
okay.
I still in the stack?
Nancy, with a
yeah.
point of order.
Wally's on the call.
Thank you, Wally. Now we have quorum, so that issue's solved, okay?
Who just called point of order? Who was present? Who was that?
That was Wally James.
Okay, thank you.
I had been at a doctor's appointment and just got home.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so we had Nancy with her point of order. Nancy, does this have to do with quorum?
No.
Okay, go ahead then, please. What's your point?
The bylaws requires open meeting policy. That means you have to put a way in which the membership can attend, either the address
okay.
or telephone number or link or whatever. So
that's a very good point.
Any meeting can be interrupted by anybody. So this is not a good reason, what Teresa's saying. That's all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Very good. Are there any other – Bill, you're on the stack. Go ahead.
Thank you. This was about whether you asked if there were objections to Teresa serving as Secretary Pro Tem. There's no reason for her to be Pro Tem. There's really no conflict from her serving as Secretary and also being Treasurer. In fact, typically, both here and at other Pacifica stations, the Treasurer is often the chair of the committee and sometimes serves as Chair and Secretary. So there's really no conflict. There's nothing in the bylaws prohibiting it. So I think we should just go ahead and recognize her as the permanent secretary so we don't have to go through this every meeting deciding who's going to be the secretary for the meeting.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, so that was kind of redundant.
This is Nancy.
Hang on, Nancy, or dilatory as to what Dwayne Lark had to say last time. And I was hoping for his report. So again, for the moment, let's just keep this as a pro tem for this meeting, and when Dwayne comes on, we'll give him one more chance to give his report, and we'll go from there. And I know it's getting kind of ridiculous because we're getting later and later in the year, and by the time we fix it, we'll probably be done with our task of getting the budget approved, and et cetera. Yes,
Teresa.
Nancy.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, so in the governance committee, it is a little bit muddy about the bylaws and resolutions. Bylaws, no problem, but I mean the resolutions, we have around over 7 years worth of motions that have been approved in the PNB, but we don't know, we haven't combed them out and listed them. I mean a whole bunch of years were listed by volunteers, but we have 7 years plus to do yet. So it might be in there, something like that. I don't know. So that, and we did not have a governance meeting last month. So this has been, you know, it's like so on the table to be discussed, but it'll take time to find out for sure.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else on the stack here? Did I hear
Mr.
Teresa?
Chair, yes. I don't think that was a point of order. What Nancy just brought up, I thought she said she wanted a point of order. But the issue is that I don't mind continuing as pro tem if we vote on that, but the issue is that Adriana also accepted the nomination. So if we decide that I can run for secretary, then we're going to have some sort of vote.
That's correct, when we get to it. And we'll find that out when we hear from Mr. Lark at the earliest convenience to this committee. Okay?
So, Mr. Chair, then I think you should make some sort of proposal as to how we get a secretary so we can move on with the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask first, are you willing to serve as secretary pro tem for this meeting, Teresa?
I will.
Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, thank you, Teresa, for your service and taking those notes.
Hey, guys, okay. I'm here. This is Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
Please mark Wendy present. Okay. We had sent out minutes a couple days for the last meeting, even before we held our April meeting, but we didn't have enough time to look at it, so we put off approval. You have minutes for the last meeting in April, I'm sorry, for the March meeting that we sent out that we couldn't approve in April. You now have the March and April minutes sent to you by Teresa for a couple of days. Has everybody gotten a chance to look at those?
Hi, Teresa, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm sorry, but I'm driving. You know, I'm working.
Okay.
And is any way that we can have these calls a little later, then we can work and then have this meeting? Because I'm driving all over, you know, and depending where I am, I don't have reception, and I was waiting there, and I don't know what happened. I lost the call. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adriano. We'll take that under consideration. I know that volunteer service to Pacifica is not always easy in terms of our own personal schedules. That's for sure. Okay. Going
Mr.
back.
Mr. Chair, hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Mr. Chair, can you hear me? This is Rita Washington. I have not been able to speak. Hello? Whatever reason, I was not able to speak. But I am here, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Teresa, please mark Rita Washington present, and thank you for coming on the call, Rita. I'd like to hear a motion for approval of the March minutes, please.
I move that we approve the March minutes.
Is there any objection to the March minutes as recorded by Teresa? Any amendments, corrections, additions?
This is Nancy. I cannot find it. Could I have the date it was sent?
It was sent out on May the 2nd, 2 days ago. The March minutes were sent out on April the 6th, and then they were also sent out 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay, and the thing I received from Sandy, valued, not customers, valued colleagues or something. I hit it and hit it and hit it. It will not pop out. I don't know if it's my phone or what. This is weird. So I don't know what today's thing is about.
Okay, well, you're just going to have to listen and then hopefully catch up with us later. I don't think it's going to hurt you in terms of your understanding of the process here, Nancy. So just keep that under consideration. It must be your phone. I think it's open for everybody else, okay? So let's continue on here. I heard no objections to approval of the March minutes. Therefore, the March minutes are approved. Do I hear any objection? Can I hear a motion for approval of the April minutes?
I move that we approve
the April minutes.
Thank you.
Okay,
Ted, I've got you. Are there any objections to the April minutes? Ted, go ahead.
Just the correction that Marquisha and David be indicated as ex officio pro tem.
I have no issue with that. Can you record that, please, Teresa?
I'll be happy to do that. But I would say moving forward, I'll be happy to talk to Ted about this. You know, I think that we on this committee all know that, and I'm not quite sure it's necessary for the public to have that written in the minutes every time. But I'll correct that in the minutes, and I will certainly try to remember to write that after their. I'll put it in the minutes now.
Thank you. I think it's a good point. We want this to be as accurate as is possible. So thank you, Ted.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. Can I speak?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Sandra, I was just going to make a slight correction. I think I heard Ted say that they were ex officio pro tem. They're not pro tem. they are permanent, the general manager and business manager of the station, but they are ex officio and non-voting. So just to make sure there's clarification there. Thank you.
Get that, Teresa.
Thank you.
Teresa, did you get that?
Yes, I did.
Are there any other amendments or objections to the April minutes? Hearing none, let's call those approved as well. Thank you very much for sending those out, Teresa, and thank you, everybody, for looking them over carefully. All right.
Request for information.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was busy trying to get Adriana by text, but I did not hear. Did Markeisha, is she present? Was she able to come?
Yes, I didn't hear.
I am here.
Oh, she's here. Okay,
yes.
Good. Thank you. I didn't hear a roll call. Thank you.
Okay. Let's try to keep up with everything here so we don't have to go around in circles. All right. So next, Markeisha is going to give us a report on the financial condition of KPFT. This is item 4 on the agenda. Go ahead, Markeisha. The floor is yours. Please do not interrupt with questions. Wait until Markeisha has finished her report. Thank you.
This will be very brief. So currently, we have about $72,000 in the bank. As you all know, we'll be starting dry day after tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I cannot hear what you're saying.
What about now?
Hello? You're kind of garbled, so I did not hear the figure you just quoted.
Okay. We have about $72,000 in the bank. Was that clear enough?
Yes, better.
Okay. I changed my microphone. Okay. And our monthly expenses, including central services, are about $65,000 a month. We do start our next fund drive a day after tomorrow, and we will end it just before Memorial Day. This is technically supposed to be one of our biggest drives of the year, so we need it to be a success if we want to continue to be in business. But we'll talk more about that when we start to look at the budget, which is just a preliminary. So we'll be looking for input on that. That's all I have.
A request for information?
Hold on. I have some time allocated here for Q&A with Markeisha on her report. So if you have some questions, this would be a good time to get on the stack. Go ahead, Nancy. What's your point?
Yes. She said $65,000 for central service, but was that paid for? Are we paid up?
$65,000 a month for our monthly expenses. That includes central services.
Oh, includes. Okay. So
yes.
Have we paid our central services?
We're not current on our central services. We owe about 120-something thousand in the arrears.
Okay, thank you. 120,000.
Anybody else for the stack? Questions for Markeisha?
Ted?
Okay, Ted, I have you. Anybody else beside Ted while I'm taking names here? Go ahead, Ted.
Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
The item on the agenda, number 4, KPFT management to present report to include cash position, current monthly cash burn, current status of 419 Lovett, rehabilitation status and costs. We weren't given anything on that. Pending operations expenses, apart from maintenance, we didn't get anything on that. And funding for March 2021, I guess we got that information. I would like to know what were some of the largest expenses that we incurred during the month of March?
First, which agenda are you reading? Because I didn't see any of what you just said on this agenda that we have.
It's dated at the top of the page, May 2nd, and it says, above it says 2021 4-6 KPFT Finance Committee draft minutes, and then it says below that proposed agenda. So I don't know what.
All right. That Teresa sent out, that's not the agenda. I sent the agenda. If you look at today's email where you see the budget, there is also a second document clip, and that was the agenda. Management report of financial state, including cash on hand, cash burn rate, expenses for May, note of any unusual expenses, May fund drive goals and expectations, progress on license renewal. Maybe David needs to provide some of that information and hasn't spoken. So I don't know what you're reading, but that's what's on my agenda here.
I'll try to find it. If I can down the stack, as soon as I get today's agenda, I'll let you know.
Thank you,
Mike.
Bill?
Lurker's aboard.
Thank you, Mike. Bill, you're on the stack next.
Thanks. I was just going to ask what you were talking about, Sandy, the other things that are on today's agenda, if anybody wants to address those, the fund drive goals and expectations and the license renewal, although I'm not sure that's really relevant to this committee, but would like to know if there's any news.
I can answer
David,
that, Sandy, if you'd like.
Yes, thank you, David. Go ahead.
All right. The goal for pledge this time around is $200,000. However, being what it was the last time we asked for $200,000 and barely cleared $80,000, it is going to be an uphill push to get this done correctly. during the last fund drive, we had a lot of time when we were off the air due to engineering emergencies that weren't being taken care of. And we also had programs that did not air in their correct time slot or at all, due to the programming not being scheduled correctly. So hopefully this time around, with our programming being what it is at this point, relying on the people that we do to load those programs, if they are loaded correctly, and I have made sure that we will not go off the air for any given reason this time around, that we should be in a lot better position than we were the last fund drive. As for the license renewal, it has been filed. It was filed on April 1st, actually March 30th, and it has been sent in. It has not been approved yet, and that's not unusual. It typically takes the Federal Communications Commission anywhere between 3 months to 6 months to turn that around. We had a lot of documentation over the past 7 years that had to be turned in with that license renewal. Everything from dropping F-bombs on the air to not running EAS correctly to EEOC claims that were never closed. And so all those things had to be completed while we turned in the license. So the licenses that have been sent in for renewal is for the broadcast signal on 90.1, the translator that is located in Huntsville, the translator that is located in Galveston, and our studio to transmitter link that links the station between the studio and the transmitter, in which case I have had those repaired. They do work. We do have a way to get the signal to the transmitter without internet. So if you look in the budget, you will see that there is going to be a significant cut in the internet costs due to being able to put it back over the air to the transmitter. So that was my primary goal, was to cut back at about $12,000 a year just in internet costs alone. But that's where we stand with the pledge drive that's coming up starting Thursday, and the license renewal. It has not been officially renewed yet. Once it is, we have either one of two things that will happen. It will either get approved, or we will be put on what they call a provisional license. And what a provisional license means, that we're under the eye of the SEC until they approve us, and we have to make sure that all rules are followed. So once I know which way they've decided to go, I will make sure everybody is informed and we can move forward from that point. Sandy?
And thank you, David. That's great. Great news about the STL link, too.
Appreciate the update. Thank you.
For the staff.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa. You're next.
I'm just a little bit confused. You said you filed the license renewal on February the 1st, I think, but then you said we have not officially filed. What's the difference there?
I said that we filed it, and it was on March 30th, April 1st.
Oh.
And that, and there are two different types of granting of the license from the SEC. One of them is an approval. The other one is a provisional. And a provisional means that they still have questions that need to be answered. And so our license won't be fully approved until those questions and or troubles have been rectified. But we turned in all paperwork, that everything that was in the last 7 years. So once they get through the process, I'm hoping we'll get the renewal. But it's going to take 3 to 6 months for them to make that determination.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Anybody else?
Ted?
Go ahead, Ted.
Under number 4 of the May 4th agenda, it says management report of current financial state includes cash on hand, cash burn rate, expenses for May. Note any exceptional or unusual expenses. I don't know what the word exceptional in this context means, but I would like to know who are the people employed receiving a paycheck or something akin to that on the staff right now. And then it says May fund drive goals and expectations, progress on license renewal. So I'm focusing on expenses.
Okay, you asked a question as to who's on paid staff. Am I correct?
That's my question.
Martisha or David, could you comment?
There are 3 people on paid staff and 1 contractor.
And who are they?
The general manager, the business manager, the engineer, and the contractor is the person that helps with the membership.
Is there a reason you're not saying their names?
Why is that important? Everybody on here knows their names.
Ted, take it offline from here, please. Thank you.
Pardon me?
You asked a question, and you got your answer. Thank you. I'm going to move on. Anybody else for the staff?
I would like to know what those expenses were for those 4 individuals.
Ted, we went over it last time. You're not going to get salaries for people. There's a line item for salaries. It's on the budget. You can look at that.
I was told after our last, or during our last meeting, that I should check to see what is required in terms of transparency of 501c3 nonprofit organizations. And what I found was that that entities that are 501c3s have to make that information transparent. Not small individuals that are making minimal amounts of money, but those that are getting substantial pay are supposed to, that's supposed to be transparent. We're violating federal law by not including that information. So for the umpteenth time, I'm asking for it.
Markeisha to the stack.
Go ahead, Markeisha.
So substantial pay is when what we have to report on our 990, and that's for any individual making more than $100,000 a year. So you can go back to the 501c3 rules and you'll see that. So you can look at the 990,
for Pacifica Foundation, and you'll find out who the substantially paid employees are.
I have to go where to find this?
The same place where you got the 501c3 information. You can go look for our 990 for Pacifica.
Thank you, Markeisha. Check that out, Ted. What you find. I think the information is there. And there is a, as Markeisha stated, there's a limit. I don't think anybody's being paid more than that limit, at least not locally. Anybody else for the stack?
Nancy with a question.
Okay, Nancy. I'm going to cut it off after this and move forward with the agenda. Go ahead.
I wanted to know whose order was it to bring Mo Thomas to Houston? And also, I'd like to, if this is done again, if the weather report could be checked before asking him to come, because we knew several days before that it was going to be 1 week full of rain. Two questions, sorry.
Thank you, Nancy.
Right. David, answer to question. Answer to question number one. Mo was sent here by Lydia to take care of Bobby's inaccuracies and problems that he's having on the engineering side. Number two, when we schedule for a antenna repair, we have to schedule it more than 3 weeks in advance, almost a month in advance. So what day the tower climbers are available is the day that you get. We will not know what the weather is going to be until that time arrives. So unfortunately, due to us having to schedule so far in advance, there is nothing we can do about weather.
Okay, thank you. Anybody? Let's move forward if no one else has any burning issue here. The next item on the agenda is what we're really here to do today, and that is for a look at the first pass budget for 2021. Before a report is given on this by management, I'd just like to remind everybody that I hope this will be a collaborative process, an iterative process, over the course of this meeting and then the next two, to where we can get this to the point where we could all vote and approve the budget on this committee and send it on to the LSB to have it voted on in total as early as the August meeting. So this is not your last chance to answer questions. This is not the final budget by any means. Rather, this is a first pass. It will be fine-tuned over the next couple months. And I hope this will be done on a collaborative basis between volunteers on this committee and management. Go ahead, our management team. I'll defer to you to take the floor here. Thank you.
Ted, for the stack, I have one question. In order
Ted,
for me to...
Ted, they're about to start their report, so let them get going and then hold your question until afterwards. Thank you.
I want to see the budget. How do I do that while they're presenting? How do we all see this? I'm at my computer.
Did you see the email I sent out earlier today with the agenda on it?
Yeah.
It's got the draft budget attached. It's an Excel file. All you have to do is click it and open it. You should be in business.
Oh.
Okay. Our management team, go ahead, please.
Okay. So, as Sandy said, this is just the first pass. This is in no way final. I just presented a draft so that we could have a starting point for our conversation of what we think needs to be in there, what we think needs to come out. So don't start picking it apart as if this is final. We're open to all suggestions and all questions, and I'll answer them as I can, or David will answer as he can. Again, the revenue has been on decline, so when you open the budget, you'll see that currently we're in the red. And you know, we will not be able to present a budget that is in the red to the, well, for this committee or for the, our local station board. So we have to work on getting ourselves into the black. So we're open to suggestions about ways to increase revenue. As David already said, we've already taken out $1,000 a month for internet, so that equates to about $12,000 a year. But otherwise, everything else is pretty slim to none. There's no extras. There's no frills in our budget. But I'm open to questions about that. And David, if you have anything to say, you can too.
Teresa for the staff.
Hi, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
David, you have further comment?
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to say, me and Markeisha went over this with a fine-tooth comb to cut every corner that we've got left. The biggest thing that we could do as a team and together is get out in those circles and start raising funds. That's going to be our biggest help, and that's where we seem to be lacking the most. I know Teresa put in a really good matching donation last pledge drive, and that helped immensely. So thank you, Teresa, for doing that. If you know other people that can help us do that, anything to get the numbers to go up would be great. I mean, right now our electric bill is as low as it's going to get. The water bill is as low as it's going to get. Gas and everything like that, simply because there's nobody in the building. But with that being said, we need to come out of the gate swinging. And I've gone through with all of the programmers different ways to try to approach listeners, but we also need to, as a team inside the building, we need to start reaching out into circles that maybe we haven't reached out to before and see if we can get some community donations.
Okay. You mentioned, David, you mentioned the internet being cut. Are there any other highlights you'd like to point out about this year's budget?
You know, at this point, not that I can really speak of, because Sandra and Lyndon and myself and the national board have been working on trying to either, you know, we even attempted this morning to repair part of the building to find out that if we tried to do it, that it would shut us down completely. So we are still working with Lydia and the national board to try to figure out a way to get us into a position where we can get people live again. It is not an easy task as just fixing something. It doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but there are so many other things that are keeping us from even being able to walk in the door at the station at this time. So just know that it's being worked on. We're trying to find a path as quickly as I can. I am on it every single day, and I'm working with the people that are above me that are going to make the final decisions regarding this. So we all have a say in what we're going to be able to do moving forward. That's why when you make suggestions, I write them down. I take them to the people up above to make sure that they understand what will work for us and what won't. But so the budget that we put together, you know, that's where it stands as of right now. But if things change and we end up, you know, going a different direction due to, you know, fixing the building or finding a different building or whatever the case may be, that's going to make things change a little bit, and we're just going to have to kind of go with the flow as we go, because I don't have any more answers than we did a month ago. I just know that, you know, the national board is working on it. They're trying to figure out ways for us to be able to get out of our current situation and make things better. And they know that that is my goal, is to get us back together. I think that's going to be our biggest shot of being able to increase funds, you know, tenfold by simply getting people back in the building. And so I wish I had better answers, and I don't have them all, but just know that I am working with Lyndon, and I'm working with Sandra, and I'm working with Dwayne, and I'm working with, you know, the national board to make sure that KPFT is represented in the correct way so they know without a doubt what we have to have as a minimal starting point. Regardless of what that starting point is, with the new building, with an old building, but they are fully informed of where we are and that we are completely stopped at this point until a decision is made. So I know the board is moving forward, and as soon as I know what they're doing and they inform me, I will make sure that you all are advised.
Thank you, David. Okay, I heard Teresa. Anybody else? Board the stack.
Ted.
Thank you, Ted. Teresa, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Because sometimes I can't tell whether I'm on mute or not. I'm sorry. Markeisha said earlier that we have three employees and one contractor, and that contractor handled membership. I believe that contractor handles development and membership, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Because, I mean, if somebody gives a big donation, or if somebody, you know, wants to put us in their will, the person they would deal with, I think, is her. So she is doing a dual job.
Yes.
I hope, David, that you'll attend our development meeting, because I really feel that we are not utilizing. I'm sorry?
Finance meeting. You're in a finance meeting.
Oh, I'm hoping that you will attend the development meeting, which starts at 6:30. I think if we got our act together, that we could have had, not just for me, but we could have had a 2, 3, 4 $10,000 challenge fund to challenge more people, not just from one person. I don't think we're taking advantage of the community in this community radio station. I think there's a way that we can reach them that they want to think about the pledge drive in advance, and they want to be the ones that inspire others. So, we have to run those things. I always want to run those things through a staff member, and right, it has been Robin, but we have done none of that for this pledge drive. I don't think that we have been utilized, so we haven't been calling lapsed donors. We haven't been calling people to see if they want to be on a challenge drive. I don't know whether the programmers have each called 10 friends, for example, to see if they want to pledge early, for example. I just think there are lots of ideas that we can give a stronger feeling of relevance and community to our pledge drives so that people want to give more. And I would be happy to help with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Ted?
And Bill for the stack.
I have two things I would like to bring up. At a previous meeting, I think it was last month, I asked David for information on in-kind contributions that indicate people who are volunteering time. I see in this budget that there is a significant reduction in the amount of pay going to staff. I presume that's because of layoffs, and I am wondering what has been done to encourage people to volunteer and to fill, for instance, the answering of the telephones. What has been done in terms of getting in-kind volunteer hours for this radio station other than people on the air? That's my first question, and I have one more.
Have you looked at the website lately?
I'm asking, what are the results of that effort?
Right. Have you looked at the website lately? Ted, the entire website's been rebuilt by volunteers.
Thank you. I didn't know that. Is that the...
Yes.
We're
still utilizing volunteers. They have a form that's on the website, and when it comes to me or to whoever, whatever department it is, whether it be Robin, Markeisha, or myself, we are finding ways that they can still be helpful while being remote. And it's really paid off well.
What's the total number of people that have contributed time?
Well, on the team that I have three people.
And you know of no others?
Well, not besides the programming staff, which there are still 190 of them.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'll defer and let Bill ask his question, and then I'd like to have the floor again.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Kind of similar to what Teresa was saying. I'm wondering about outreach expenses, that we need to make sure we have enough budget for that. I'm not sure what we're going to be doing. You know, outreach has taken a big hit in the last year because of the pandemic. There's no live in-person events that, you know, typically we go there, we have a presence of various kinds and make announcements if we can, hand out flyers, have signs, you know, and but I'm thinking for materials, there's usually some money needed for that. So do you have any idea? I guess we're guessing when we'll be able to start attending such things, and will there be some money in the budget for materials for outreach?
Currently, I don't have anything in there. Like I said, I'm open to suggestions, and I don't know when to guesstimate when we think we'll be back doing this stuff. I mean,
I'm guessing at least by the end of the next fiscal year, which is October 1st, we'll hopefully be doing that again. Hopefully the pandemic will be enough under control.
Okay.
So just think about it, and let's
let's get with
Robin and talk about that too.
Yes, that's a good idea. So we'll look at that outreach expense.
Thank you, Bill. That's good input. Ted?
Is there anyone else who wants to weigh in on this before I speak again?
Move you to the stand.
Susie Moreno.
Hello? Susie, go ahead. And then I got Rita.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, I am volunteering to make calls of past donors that have maybe not contributed, or maybe to make reminders. If someone could give me access to this list, I think that would help. I don't know. I can't get access to that list on my own. In my community, we don't have that many programs that would make a big difference. But in my community, maybe if I had access to some of the lists, that would help along with some of my community. But my community, which is the Hispanic Latino community, is not going to be involved unless we have more representation. I'm just saying that. But I can help by making calls. If someone would give me the list and phone numbers, I will do that. I have some time that I can allocate a lot to that right now. I have said this over and over again. I don't know who to reach out to. At this point, who would have or who would give me access to that? I'm a nurse. I have very good job ethics. And so what I would do would just use the list. I've had the list before. I've been on the board before, and I've had a list before, and that list was turned in whenever I finished the job that was assigned to me. So I believe we may be able to reach some people
and have and get some donations that way. And I am willing to do that, to set some time aside to do that. I'm not very computer literate, but if someone can help me and help me set up, that way I am volunteering my time.
Thank you. That's good input.
You're welcome.
Any response from? Yes. Markeisha, David, would you like to respond?
I was going to say, I know that, Robin is trying to make phone calls as well, and I know she could always use a hand. I know that we're not handing out the list to everybody. However, she would be more than willing to probably work with you, so you would be able to do that. If you want to reach out to her by email and copy me on it, and then we can see if we can move forward from there, because I definitely want to get on the phones as well. I'm not opposed to doing what anybody else would do, as you well know by now.
Right. So, Thank you. I appreciate you.
Oh, it's not a problem. And you were talking about, you know, making sure that there was more programming for the Latino Spanish community. And I can discuss that with you at a later time as well. That's no problem.
Okay. I appreciate that also. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Rita Washington.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I have a couple of things. One, I'm going to ask Markeisha. I know you said that we don't have anything in outreach. What was the last outreach number, say maybe for 2019, that we had? Do we have those numbers available, what we actually spent on outreach, just to maybe give us an idea for what we may need to look at moving forward and maybe make an adjustment with the pandemic still being in the situation that it is. So we may be able to make some adjustments. That was my first thing. My second point is this. I like the fact that we do want to help by calling previous donors, but I think it's time we take it a little step further. We need to look out and see there have been many new businesses that have come into Houston even during this time of pandemic. So we're going to have to step up our game as board members, as committee members, and see what can we do maybe to reach out to some of those persons to see if they would be willing to donate to KPFT. I don't know if there, and I'm sure David or Markeisha can answer this, is there a letter for potential donors that we send out? Say, for instance, I know a car dealer or I know a whatever. If I know a group or somebody that may, that I think I'm making an approach about donating, I think we're going to have to start going beyond just tapping into what's already there and looking to see if we can get some new sources of donations for KPFT. Thank you.
Rita,
thank
what
you.
An amazing idea. What an amazing idea. We definitely need to be reaching out beyond our normal donor base. We've been relying on them for a long time. And, you know, it's great that they continue to give and that they're awesome. But you're right. We need to be reaching out to new. In fact, we had a new nonprofit start up about four doors down from the radio station. And on their website, they're already listing 26 underwriters. So I know there's money out there to be had. And I think you're right. It's a matter of you know, locating the businesses that you think we should get into. I know that Robin does have form letters that we can put together. We could make that happen. We can make that happen.
And Bill for the stack again.
And thank you, Rita. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, does anybody else hasn't spoken yet on the stack?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
I still would like to speak again.
Ed, I got you. Go ahead, Bill.
And Teresa.
Okay. Actually, David reminded me of something else I was going to ask. Maybe I'm taking out more than I should, but you know, I think we should be looking at underwriting and community sponsorships more. Several years ago, the LSB passed a motion to, you know, approve what they call community sponsorships, but it's underwriting on a small scale with limiting it to local businesses and or nonprofits, not allowing them to underwrite specific programs, and probably limiting, I don't think we put a dollar amount, but limiting it the total amount from any one sponsor to a certain amount per year. And, you know, we do that now. We've been doing it ever since on a limited scale. It's very limited. But I think we should look at seeing if we can do that more, as long as we have those safety provisions so we don't become like PBS or something like that. We have to be willing to say no to any one underwriter if they say, we don't like your news coverage or whatever. We don't like what you say on this show, so you have to change it. And we have to be willing to say, okay, goodbye. And I think that there, you know, we can help each other out. We can let people know about the nonprofit, for example. We can let people know about local businesses. We've done that unofficially in the past because of businesses that provide food during fund drives for volunteers answering phones, and for music venues that provide tickets. And I understand that's questionable whether we can really do that and all that, but we need something else that would also help, you know, with revenue and maybe increase donations as well. So I think we should be looking at that more.
I would agree, Bill. I think there's a lot of opportunity there to at least get a base of money that could be coming in every month. And I mean, when you say nonprofits, it's a great place to start. But we also have, you know, the two things that are...
And local businesses, small local businesses.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And the best thing that you can have to make this work out correctly is you have to have a general manager that when they go out to approve these things, that they are very specific in letting them know from the get-go that they will not control the programming. And that's where a strong general manager comes in. They lay out the rules. They lay out the lay of the land. And if the business would like to contribute into that, that's awesome, because then it's on paper and you have there's no weeble wobble. And, you know, you can also get the city involved. You can get the county involved. You can get, you know, all kinds of different places within the city involved. And you can make yourself a really nice base. That way, if we did have a bad pledge drive, we still have money to land on. And I like your idea. I very much like that idea.
Thanks.
Yes. Teresa, go ahead. Teresa?
All right. If the general manager is ready for us to do underwriting, I'm assuming that when we're talking about community sponsorships, that we are giving them some on-air coverage. For that, if you think that we're ready for that, then maybe we should call a subcommittee to have
Diana for the stock
here to participate.
And Wendy,
participate in
Thank
that.
Thank you.
The second thing, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Second thing is, if we're paying for the phone, when are we going to actually have a phone? Because I have not heard anything on the air saying you can't call 713-526-4000, but when you dial that, it's obviously not forwarded to anyone else. So I think that many a person has probably given up in frustration. If they have an idea for news, if they have an idea for whatever, if they want to give money, I don't know that anybody knows any phone number to call to reach the station.
Well, I have when our engineer was in town, our main engineer, and of course he worked with me this last week, we did look into our current phone system. And the phone system is, for some reason, it's just not turning on. And we checked power supplies, everything was fine, it's just not getting to the phone system. So I am working on a plan with the reduction of the internet costs that we have, that we should be able to put something in place for as low as about $100 a month. So I'm in the process of getting that worked out. That's the next thing on my fire schedule that I've got to get done. and I'm working as quickly as I can, but I want to make sure that everybody understands that I am trying very hard to make sure that we don't spend more than we have. And so I've been trying to slowly roll this stuff out for the things that will keep us on the air and keep us, you know, where we can take pledges and money. Now, I did ask, because I know that I've had several emails requesting that we pull off the public service announcements that have the number 4,000 on them and direct them to the other one. I have asked to have that done. That request has not been satisfied. So I'm still in the process of fighting that battle as well. So I am working with Markeisha, and I am working with Mo to get us a different version of a phone system, even so where if we have to, it'll go to a voicemail in the cloud or someplace, and we can get an email saying, hey, you got a message. We go grab it, whatever the case may be, but I am working on it. That is the very next thing I'm taking care of. So thank you for the reminder.
Well, my last question is this. Is there an understanding that moving forward that we are not going to incur any credit card late fees, service charges, or pay any interest, that our intention is that we will pay the credit cards in full every month?
I thought we answered that during the last meeting in the notes. Did you not get a copy of the answers?
When we spoke about it last time, we were speaking about last year. I'm talking about moving forward.
We do not pay the credit card in full every month. We have not been in a position to do that. So, yes, we pay finance charges, but we do not pay late fees.
Okay. Can you tell us how much we paid in finance charges last year?
I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. If you could get that for me, I'd appreciate it, because if I had known, I would certainly have done it. Thank you.
Say that again, Teresa.
Thank you.
Hey, Chair, this is Dwayne Lark.
Hi, Dwayne.
Request to be on the
please
stack.
Mark Dwayne. Okay, please mark Dwayne present.
Thank you. We'll get
it. Adriana, go ahead. Thank you.
And Susie, yes.
Yes, I got you, Susie. I got Adriana, Wendy, Dwayne, and Susie. Go ahead, Adriana.
Point of order?
Yes, Ted. What's your point of order?
That I asked to be on the stack, and you said you got me, and just now I didn't hear my name called.
Well, okay. I do have you on the stack, Ted. I'm deferring to people that haven't spoken very
fine.
Much. Fine. And that's just about everybody, so please be patient.